Dictation for Catherine, Katherine, Lalonde, Londe, April 10, 39. Addresses a letter to Dr. Masti, M-A-S-T-I, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Masti, consultation for Mrs. Lalonde with abnormal kidney function comes in person accompanied with husband family members. She has a history of peripheral vascular disease, bilateral procedures, lower extremities. Few months ago, this year, April, expressive and receptive aphasia that recovered for the most part 100% with evidence of subcortical infarct. There has been a change of kidney function over the last few months with a creatinine that used to be 0.9 to 1, presently in the 1.1 to 1.3. Denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There has been no fever, weight, appetite is stable. There has been infection in the urine, but no gross blood. Chronic edema, no major claudication symptoms. Presently no focal weakness deficits. Denied chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. No purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash bruises. Next paragraph. The past medical history. For hypertension, peripheral vascular disease with procedures, stroke, as indicated above, subcortical, left-sided of the brain, corona radiata, radiata. Apparently, also atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation because of risk of stroke. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, denies seizure disorder, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, no liver disease, denies kidney stones, gout, no diabetes, isolated urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, prior smoker for 30 years, half a pack, discontinued a number of years ago. Denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Lipitor, lisinopril. Next paragraph, medications include Eliquis, Metoprolol, Crestor, Norvasc, aspirin. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 142, blood pressure 180/90 on the right, 160/80 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, attentive. No expressive aphasia, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid, no lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruises, lungs clear, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no abdominal bruises, 2+ edema left more than right, pulses palpable but decrease, no gangrene or decreased capillary refill, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. In the recent past, creatinine between 1.1 and 1.3, with the last one early September of 1.1 for a GFR of 48. There is low sodium at 136, a normal potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, CKD stage 3, a normal glucose, malanemia 12.7, a normal white blood cell platelets, phosphorus normal, prior PTH mild elevated 146, uric acid less than 6, no monoclonal protein on protein electrophoresis, screening for hepatitis C has been negative, blood in the stool has been negative, normal TSH, prior urine analysis, no blood, trace of protein from May of this year, there is an abdominal ultrasound from June, small kidneys, 8.6 right, 8.5 left, without obstruction, stone or masses. A prior MRI of the brain, April of this year, with acute non-hemorrhagic stroke, left-sided, posterior, frontal, periventricular, extending to the basal ganglia, no mass effect, also a small vessel disease. She has severe peripheral vascular disease based on arterial Doppler lower extremities from June of this year. A Holter monitor, an event monitor in June of this year, supraventricular rhythm, probably AFib. Question, non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. An echocardiogram from April, normal ejection fraction, mild enlargement of atria, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, in a person who has extensive atherosclerosis with prior procedures, lower extremities, infected graft that was removed a few years back on the left side, bilateral small kidney suggestive for renal artery stenosis. We will check for the Doppler, although the size of the kidneys are too small, any intervention might not be successful. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Her blood pressure, however, is not well controlled. She is on Norvasc that could be increased to 10 milligrams and watch for side effects of edema and constipation. We could add a low dose of diuretic, careful use of ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Minimal protein in the urine, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, no presence of blood, no kidney obstruction, already on beta blockers, anticoagulation, and cholesterol for prior stroke, peripheral vascular disease, and question atrial fibrillation. Continue to monitor chemistries over time. All issues discussed with the patient about the meaning of advanced renal failure, trying to stabilize it, to prevent progression into need for dialysis. She also has secondary hyperparathyroidism that is mild and does not require treatment. We will follow with you. End of dictation.